Zacchaeus says, Lord, I promise to give half of my belongings to the poor. Talk about generosity. We give tithings, and our tithings is just 10%. And often we don't even do that. So he's giving half of his belongings to the poor. Then if he's defrauded anyone, and that's what the tax collector would do constantly by levying up taxes to a higher degree, I will give four times as much. I will give four times as much. So really what we have here, my friends, Zacchaeus, by giving half of his money to the poor, and by giving four times as much to anyone he's defrauded, in a certain sense, what Zacchaeus is saying, by giving half to the poor, four times as much to those he defrauded, he's basically saying, Lord, what I'm doing now is, Lord, I'm giving up everything. I'm giving up everything, Lord. In a certain sense, we see in the person of Zacchaeus, we see reflect the person of Zacchaeus what Matthew did. Jesus said to Matthew, follow me. Matthew left everything. Matthew left absolutely everything to follow Christ. So in a parallel, in a really very real sense, in a parallel but a very real sense, we have Zacchaeus really doing the same thing. Giving up half of his possessions and then four times as much to those he defrauded. And this is his profession, which he was basically doing it to all the people that he was levying taxes against. We can basically calculate that he's basically giving all that he owns to the poor and those that he actually have defrauded. He's giving everything away. But this is the good news. And the word gospel means good news. This is the good news. The good news is the following. It's true that Zacchaeus is giving up basically everything. But Zacchaeus is also, he's receiving much more in return. You know why? Because Zacchaeus is not going to receive a monetary blessing, but rather, from that moment on, Zacchaeus will become another disciple of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, rest assured, we can already intuit that not only will Zacchaeus be a faithful disciple of our Lord, but a very good one at that. Now Jesus says to him words of great encouragement. Jesus says, today, salvation has come to this house. Salvation has come to this house. Because this man, too, is a descendant of Abraham. Then the last verse, Jesus says very clearly the purpose for which Christ came to the world. Why did Jesus come to the world? Jesus says, for the Son of Man, that's Himself, the Son of Man has come to seek. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. There we have it in the parable of the lost sheep. There we have it in the parable of the lost coin. There we have it in the parable of the lost son. We call it the prodigal son. And the merciful father. There we have it in the call of Matthew. And today, there we have it in the lost person of Zacchaeus, who is found, sought out, and found, and loved, and embraced by the merciful heart of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So my friends, like Zacchaeus, why not decide today not to be holding on to things that are really not useful for us. To be holding and clinging to things that are even damaging for us. Let us give up these things that are maybe preventing us. And like Zacchaeus, let us give everything to Christ. By doing that, the words of Christ can resound in our hearts. Today, salvation has come to your house. May Almighty God bless all of you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.